Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can catch us online at newsdakota.com. Joining us on Let's Talk About It every other Thursday, we have the Chamber of Commerce Executive Director in Jamestown joining us. We have Emily Bivens with us today, and Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm trying to stay warm. Like it's December. Things are winding down, but there's so many other things going on. Yes. And the same thing goes with the chamber. Always very busy. Lots of things happening in the spring, summer, winter, fall. And this winter is no different. We are looking forward to the annual banquet in January.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. And we're really looking for people to find more information, but also nominate for the many different awards that'll be there.
Yep. And those nomination forms are online, or you can stop at our office. They also have been inserted into the chamber newsletter the last couple months.
Awesome.
But we need nominations for the Above and Beyond Award, the Outstanding Citizen of the Year Award. And then the Young Professionals will soon be releasing their nomination form as well for the Young Professional of the Year. So keep a lookout for that.
Awesome.
And then there's another award that's given out in February with our Ag and Energy Committee at their Farmers Appreciation Banquet, and that's the Agricultural Woman of the Year, and that's also available on our website.
Yeah, and that was just last year. You said it was new. It was just given away last year for the first time, I believe, right?
I'm not sure.
I think if I remember correctly, it was, but correct me. If any listeners think anything differently, let me know. But yeah, so there's a lot of different award opportunities and so many deserving people in our community that could be nominated for that, right?
Yep. So yeah. If you have somebody in mind, get those nomination forms in and our board will be voting on that soon.
Perfect. They'll vote on that and then it all comes and gets announced during the annual banquet in January, right?
Right. January 24th at the Quality Inn and Suites. Okay. Social starts at 5:30. Then we'll have dinner and awards. There was a ticket form out in the newsletter as well, but you can also call our office to get tickets, reserve tickets, I guess, for the annual banquet. There will be a minimum number of tickets available at the door. So I would suggest that you purchase them ahead beforehand. Of time to make sure that you have a seat.
It helps for the head counts. It helps for the meal. It helps for everything like that. Yep. So, but mark that on your calendar. Again, January 24th for the annual chamber banquet. Always a super fun event. And that's coming up. And of course, nomination forms. We'll talk to Emily at the end here on how you can contact the chamber and get more information on that. Something else the chamber has been doing and has been teaming up to do are these business trainings, providing some of these business opportunities to learn more and increase the experiences that people can have, right?
Right. So for our members and for the community at large, really, we're partnering with TrainND and JSDC to provide different business trainings right here in Jamestown. We have the schedule out for the whole first quarter of 2019.
Awesome.
So we'll be offering more Excel classes, Excel level 1, 2, and 3. We'll be doing a reasonable suspicions class that has to do with drug and alcohol suspicions, an ARC flash and an OSHA class. Those are more towards the manufacturing construction side of industries.
Yep.
And then search engine domination that has to do with SEO marketing. So,
oh my gosh. It kind of hits on a whole bunch of different.
A wide variety. Yeah. We want to be sure to offer our members a wide variety of trainings. So
that's awesome.
These will be on our website soon. There was a insert sent out in the newsletter again. Mm-hmm. And we'll get them on our Facebook page and all that good stuff. But keep a lookout for those. And if you have any employees that are looking to learn more about those topics, absolutely go sign them up.
Definitely. There's a lot of opportunity there. Emily Bivens, again, the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Annual banquet, business trainings. And we want to talk a little bit today as well about the City B Committee, the City Beautification Committee.
Right.
Doing so many great things in our community. And they're still doing some things, even though it's kind of hard to do things with the snow on the ground and the cold.
They're not out there gardening right now. But the Beautification Committee is one of the subcommittees of the chamber. So I know their name is City Beautification, but they are a chamber committee.
Right.
And one of their big projects that they have been working on is the Sensory Garden, which I'm sure a lot of community members are aware of. Mm-hmm. And they've partnered with a lot of different agencies on this, the Jamestown Parks and Rec, the City Forester, Ann Carlson, Freedom Resource Center. And then also our tech school here in town, building trades class. Those guys have been hard at work for them, helping build the different planters and benches and a lot. They've just been doing a lot. They've been really great.
That's awesome.
And with that, all of the planters and everything were planted this year in the sensory garden with different plants to help stimulate the senses, of course.
Yeah. That's
the name sensory garden. But there are still naming rights available for those planters. There's a few left to sell, and they are at $750 or $500 value.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in contributing to that, you can contact the chamber, and I can get you in touch with the beautification committee.
Perfect.
But yeah, it's a really great project. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and anybody who maybe has not made it to that, handicap accessible. I got a chance to kind of go through it last year or earlier this year, actually. And there, while there's obviously work being done and it's still a work in progress, that thing is going to be an amazing and beautiful option for people who are wanting to go out and about in the sensory garden. So a lot of things stimulating the senses, the sights, the smells. I'm very excited for that.
Yes, it is. It's awesome project.
Yeah.
And the beautification committee has done an amazing job with coming up with the money to fund this project. They've written multiple grants. Like I said, they've partnered with multiple agencies. So it's really been their baby, I guess. And it's been a great project, and it continues to be a great project.
And keeping with the City Bee real quick too, Emily, they could always use more members, people who want to beautify the community of Jamestown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, they've done the sensory garden project. One of their other more well-known projects are the flower baskets downtown.
Yes, the hanging baskets.
Yes,
beautiful.
Which they partner with the Downtown Association on. But any chamber member that has that same passion that this group has, I would encourage you to reach out to us. I can let you know when they meet and what some of the projects that they're currently working on. And they're always looking for helping hands and
definitely
people that have that passion that they do.
Beautiful. So again, we are talking with Emily Bivens with the Jamestown Area Chamber. We've talked the banquet, the awards, the business trainings, the City Bee Committee. So there's a lot of information, a lot still happening. Emily, if people want to join the chamber, ask you questions about the chamber or any of these things that we talked about, what are some ways they can get that?
Well, the best way, of course, is our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. You can call us, 701-252-4830, or stop by and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
Yes, everybody there, Chris and Connie, I believe, right?
Yep.
They love seeing people walk through and talk. And so feel free to stop by and say hi doing that. Emily, anything else you wanted to add?
I think I've said enough.
I think we're good. Emily, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.